When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, guys, I've been telling you that you should not go and attend these so-called prestigious universities. These Ivy League schools, man, they are Jew haters. They are full of anti-Semitism, guys. What happened at Columbia University is absolutely astonishing. I cannot believe this. The pro-Hamas students. Yes, I said pro-Hamas. And these guys are just mindless zombies. Mindless zombies repeating chants just because somebody told them to repeat it. They actually took over the campus, guys. These people, man, really are Nazis. Let's just call it what it is, man. Adolf Hitler would be very, very proud of these people. Absolutely despicable, man, that the administration really doesn't have control over their school. Things are so bad, man, they're telling Jewish students not to even go because it's so dangerous. Man, these people are deranged and violent. Man, we got a lot to cover here, man. A lot to cover. It is really, really disgusting, man. Hopefully, you know, we don't actually get censored here on YouTube, man. Because I already had a video lined up earlier, different topic, demonetized. Yeah, YouTube is censoring us here. So if you guys would like to support us, become a channel member, or drop a super thanks here on this video, or if you watch on Rumble, click the join button and you can get access to our locals account, member live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Look at this, guys. This is insane right here. Columbia moves to virtual classes as pro-Palestinian protests erupt. This is supposed to be the United States of America, man. And far leftist men have taken over this campus. It doesn't even look like the United States. These people, man, are carrying Palestinian flags. You won't see a single U.S. flag, and they are calling for the end of Israel. They don't like Jews, man. They despise Jews. Says here, Columbia University canceled all in-person classes Monday as pro-Palestinian protests continue to rot the Ivy League institution. The move came hours before the evening start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Last week, police arrested more than 100 pro-Hamas. I'm not saying Palestine. These people are pro-Hamas. Demonstrators at Columbia who had set up an encampment. It was really like the Chaz Chop Zone, that kind of thing. Remember Seattle? Yeah. On the New York City campus, as Breitbart News reported. Police held the anti-Israel protesters on a charge of criminal trespass. They were reportedly detained with no resistance. Columbia president, and I'm going to butcher this name, Manush Shafiq, said in a note addressed to the school community Monday, she was deeply saddened by what was happening on campus, according to The Independent. Look at this here, man. This is insane right here. What is actually going on? Check this out. Kill another soldier now. And see, these mindless zombies, man, are just repeating. They may not even know what they're actually saying. And they're waving a Palestinian flag.
Free our prisoners, free them!
And to me, it doesn't even seem like these people are really even Palestinian. I see an Asian guy, black woman, white people. One of those from river to sea kind of thing. It was a different translation here, though. Yeah, that is the United States of America, folks. That is Columbia University. Now, this is really astonishing here, guys, because Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, he actually attended Columbia. And now he's stopping all donations. Now, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, is Jewish. He is done with them. And we got something else here, too, guys, because I wasn't expecting this. But we'll get to that in a second here. Robert Kraft will not be donating a single dime to Columbia again. Hats off to him, man. This is what he put out. Quote, "It was through the full academic scholarship Columbia gave me that I was able to attend college and get my start in life. And for that, I have been tremendously grateful. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize. I am deeply saddened at the virtue with hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I am no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff, and I am not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken. It is my hope that Columbia and its leadership will stand up to this hate by ending these protests immediately and will work to earn back the respect and trust of the many of us who have lost faith in the institution. It is my hope that in this difficult time, the Kraft Center at Columbia will serve as a source of security and safety for all Jewish students and faculty on campus who want to gather peacefully to practice their religion, to be together, and to be welcome." That is what Robert Kraft said. Now, check this out. This is very disturbing here, man. Look here. A Jewish professor was denied entry at Columbia University. They deactivated his badge, I believe. He's a professor. They kicked him out. Columbia University did this. This is astonishing, man. Let's play this.
Media in? Is the university keeping the media out? This is the COO of the university. Are we not letting the media in?
What?
Can you back up, please? My card has been deactivated? Why?
Can you back up, please?
Wait. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization. Why? I'm a professor. Why can't I?
Shai,
No. Speak out loud so the media
can hear. Shai, we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
No, I am a professor here.
We are alumnus. We have a
right. Whoa. Everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
That's astonishing, man. He's a professor and he's denied access on campus because he's Jewish, but yet Hamas is allowed on campus. Yeah, that's a problem.
Are you not letting a professor go on
campus?
Let Shai in!
Let Shai in! Let Shai in!
You're going to let me in any public space on campus, and you know this. If you are not allowed there, then you say that you're not allowed there. I am allowed there. And wait, no, listen to me now. You will listen to me. I rarely lose my... You know what? I wish you'd let me into my job. Everybody, please. Can I stand here so people will see me? Is that okay, or you're not letting me do it?
This is a disgrace to the institution and the alumnus.
This is a disgrace. Everybody, silence. Everybody, over here we got the COO of Columbia University, Mr. Cass Holloway. Wait, no. They have deactivated. They have deactivated my card. They are not letting me on campus because. Not just a civil right as a Jewish person to be on campus. I have a right as a professor employed by the university to be on campus. They deactivated my card. These are 5 lawsuits in happening, but we don't want to sue. We just want to be Jewish in public.
Let us sue. How can you do that? How can you do this?
I am a professor at the university.
No, you cannot.
All right, they're denying you entry.
That's not us.
Are you denying me entry? Everybody, can I get this?
We can't have this blocking up here. Do the right thing and get this crowd back.
Everybody,
whoa.
Everybody, we are cooperating with the NYPD. Let's step back. If Mr. Holloway, the COO, is willing to make a comment to the media, I would love that. Everybody, move back.
Please, ladies.
Wow. That is disturbing right there. That is really disturbing, man. This is happening in America, man. The far left is out of control, man. I said it before, man. These people, man, are socialists. You know what really bothers me about history? Some people actually want to revise history. I've always said that the Nazis were left wing. They were. They were socialists. They weren't necessarily Marxists, but they were socialists, man. They hated capitalism. Absolutely hated. And of course, they were extremely anti-Semitic. Go back and do your research, guys. Go back and do your research, because there was really nothing right-wing about the Nazis. But Columbia University, man, boy. Defund Columbia University. Everyone should stop donating to this so-called institution of higher learning, man. Wow. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.